Hello everybody, welcome once again to this podcast. This is called Roots and Culture. This is from Bogota, Colombia, to the world. We are on the season City Bikes. Previously, we were talking about Estocolmo. Now we are going to travel to Copenhagen. We're going to talk about city life in Copenhagen and also bike culture on this beautiful city. If you're new to this podcast, so the story goes like this. Before, we were working for the tourism industry on the cruise ships, so we have the opportunity to visit the Baltics, Russia, Sweden, Denmark. So we had the chance to bike the city and know different places, different perspectives from the city, always on a bike. So today we're going to talk about the integration of bikes with other transportation system in Copenhagen. Stay tuned, stay connected. As you should know, Copenhagen is a city full of bikes. There are more bikes than cars, actually. And sometimes this is a problem as well. But in 2017, Copenhagen won the title as the world's most bicycle-friendly city. Every day, locals in the city in Copenhagen, they cycle 1,390,000 kilometers. Well, this is the equivalent of 32 times around the equator. 43% of commutes to work or study in Copenhagen are done by bike. Meanwhile, in other cities, for example, here in Bogota, there are 1,200,000 travels by bike, and Bogota has 440 kilometers of cycle paths. This is the longest in South America. It's the longest, but it's not the best or the most secure. So this is something that we are going to talk a little bit, because there are some differences, and it's nice to see those aspects in order to check what can be done in order to improve. So let's talk a little bit about the integration of bikes with other systems of transportation in Copenhagen. Well, you have the metro, where you can bring your bicycle at all hours except during the morning and afternoon. These are the rush hours, from 7 to 9 a.m. and in the afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. For this, it's important to have a ticket for the bicycle. This is one of the measures to avoid congestions on the streets and also on the transportation system. As well, you can take your bike on the train. Here in Copenhagen, it's called the S-Train. You can bring your bicycle on the Metropolitan Rail Service at all hours, free of charge. You don't have to pay. However, you may neither enter nor exit the train with the bicycle on one important station. During rush hours from 7 to 8:30 in the morning and 3:30 to 5 in the afternoon, is not allowed to take the bike. This is due to congestion, one of the measures in order to avoid congestion. And also on the national rail, you may bring your bicycle on most national and regional trains, including the intercity and intercity link trains. This can be done at all hours. But for doing this, you need to purchase a ticket for your bicycle. When traveling to intercity trains, you may also be required to make a seat reservation for the bicycle. This integration of bikes with the transportation system is very important. It's very common in different countries in Europe, in other parts of the world. In South America, it's on the process. Here in Colombia, we don't have that integration. There is only one city, Cali. They are starting integrating the bikes in different kind of transportation, in the massive transportation. But here in Bogota, for example, still we don't have that integration, and it's very important. And it's something that we need in order for you to take your bike on the transportation system. But this one requires a lot of planning, preparation, and also is like a political issue, because It depends on the people who are planning and designing the transportation system for the future of the city. Copenhagen is a city with dense bicycle traffic. During rush hours, it is especially important to be aware of your fellow road users. We are talking about cars, pedestrians, and the other users, the bicycle users. And actually, in Copenhagen, they have a guide with a couple of tips for cycling safely and in a proper way around the city. And on this podcast, we want to share with all our listeners these tips that can be used, can be applied to any city in the world, especially here in Bogota, where right now we are in a hard, we are having hard times because a lot of users have been killed by the others. Users, talking about cars, drivers on the road. So the cycling guidelines in Copenhagen, they have 10 different tips, very important, and we want to highlight the importance of following these tips, not just for the users, for the riders, but also for the drivers. So number one is keep right at all times. Drive by your right. Number two is raise your hand up high before you stop. Number three, give clear arm signals to the right or left before turning. Another tip is check over your left shoulder before overtaking other road users. Tip number five, always overtake other cyclists on the left. Number six, do not ride against the traffic flow on the sidewalks, pavements, pedestrian crossings, or pedestrian streets. Tip number seven, cycling is not allowed in parks in central Copenhagen. In some parts of different cities, like the downtown, is the same. It is not allowed to ride or cycling because there are a lot of people walking over there. Number eight, it is important to turn left at an intersection. When you are doing this, you must cross to the opposite side corner of the intersection where you stop and wait for the traffic light to change before continuing. This one is very hard because sometimes when we are in the intersection, and this one happened here in Bogota as well, we just want to cross diagonal. And I have done it as well, but it's important to follow this suggestion, this important recommendation, in order to avoid accidents. So remember, to turn left an intersection, you must first cross to the opposite right corner of the intersection where you stop and wait for the traffic light to change before continuing. Last two tips, number nine, a short ring on the bell is often a signal that the cyclist want to pass, so please keep it to the right. And last tip in the cycling guidelines, from dusk to dawn, bicycles must have a light front and rear, so it is important to use the lights. Please make visible for the other drivers and the other users. Use the lights. Talking about the guidelines for riding in a safe way on the roads, we want to stop 1 second and to talk about something that has been happening in our country, especially in our city in Bogota, maybe in other parts of the world. A lot of cyclists, they have been killed by drivers in different situations. And as well as it's important for us as users to keep the guidelines and to follow instructions in order to ride safe, it's also important for the other actors, for example, the drivers, to keep those guidelines as well. We can all use the road, we can share the road, but it's important to give value to human life. It has been very sad because last weekend another cyclist, he was killed when he was riding on a bridge close to Bogota, and a driver, he just killed the cyclist. Maybe he was distracted. Still, the investigation is on the go. But the point is that the driver killed the cyclist fell down from the bridge to the other side of the road, and his life was taken. And what is important here is that also the laws that must be applied when a situation like this happened, because the driver right now, he is free. There are no charges for this situation, and people around the world, they are pronouncing and they are raising the voice. Actually, Egan Bernal, our cyclist from Colombia, he gave an important message to the people and also to the institutions and all officers that are involved on the security and safety on the roads. He's saying that it's important to reclaim from justice because the driver, he didn't, first of all, he was not paying attention on the road, so he killed the cyclist. And on the other hand, he just ran away. He didn't give the first aid. He didn't stop to check what happened. He just ran away. And right now, he's like a runaway from this situation. And it's important that we must talk about this. So, talking about the cycling guidelines, talking about safety, security, it's important to talk about justice because the list is long. For example, here in our country, first segment, we are going to talk about the green cycle routes. This is something that we know in our city in Bogotá as ciclovía. So in Copenhagen, the green bicycle routes are popular with commuters and recreational cyclists alike. The total of 62 kilometers of green cycle routes in Copenhagen give you a chance to enjoy slow rides on bike lanes and surroundings away from the traffic. The green cycle routes let you experience the changing of the seasons. For example, Copenhagen, the users, they use the green space along the routes for pastimes and sports activity. This is every day, different from Bogota that we have only on holidays, on Sunday mostly. The green cycle routes run through historic urban areas with parks, lakes and neighborhoods that give each route its unique character. So this is the touristic side of the city when you're riding a bike. So you can go on your bike, you can take pictures, and you can get a taste of the city life when you're riding the bike. This is called the green cycle route. As well as the green cycle route, Copenhagen offers another service. This is called the bike share. As many other major cities, Copenhagen has a bike share scheme that allows everyone to cycle around the city. We used to have this one in Bogota a few years ago. Then previous administration, they decided to cancel the service. And now with the pandemic, we need to check how is going to be this service, for example, in Copenhagen. Before, the bicycles feature optional electric assistance and a tablet with a navigation system. The bicycles were located at the charging stations around the city, and the bike share websites guides you to available bicycles. They had a special price. It was 30 crowns per hour and 70 in monthly subscription. But due to the pandemic, I think they are gonna change the procedure on doing this because sharing a bike right now can be like something difficult to manage nowadays. But as well, this is a service that can be implemented in different cities. We have seen different cities, for example, in Miami, in New York, they are using this one as a public service, the bike share. In Copenhagen, there are two spots that are really recommended. You can ride your bike in order to go there, or you can walk as well. The first one is the Harbour Circle, and the second one is Christiania Neighborhood. Really recommended. Let's talk a little bit about the first one. The Harbour Circle In Copenhagen is a new combined cycling and footpath route along the city's inner harbor. This route takes you through regenerated docklands with vibrant urban life and past the city landmark waterside attractions. This circle is a shortcut to the rich diversity the city has to offer and can be experienced on biking rides, running trips, and leisure walks. This is the perfect spot to take pictures and to get a taste of the city, the beautiful city of Copenhagen. Would really recommend this one. This circle runs through an area of great contrast with magnificent waterfront architecture alongside humble houseboats. With its waterside recreational activities, the Copenhagen Harbor, this is an area very essence of what makes the city such a vibrant and livable experience. A harbor circle is not just offer new access way to inner harbor area, but also a window to the dynamic transformation Copenhagen is currently undergoing, and offers us a unique harbor side experience in the heart of the city. Harbor circle is not only offering a new access way to the inner harbor area, also is a window to the dynamic transformation Copenhagen is currently undergoing, and offers a unique harbor side experience in the heart of the city. Here there is no need to be hiding from the police or to be stealing from others. No, this is an established place where people can consume. The only thing important here is that you need to remember that on Christiania you can enter, it's free, you don't have to pay for that, but there are some rules that you have to keep in mind. Can be considered as a familiar spot. By the time that we went there, there were some families, they were just walking around, believe it or not, yes, there were families over there, because it's considered a tourist spot. But also there are some restricted areas where people can only consume or smoke weed. So you can do it there, there is not pressure about that, but it's important to remember and to keep in mind that as a tourist, if you're gonna take your camera, you want to take the pictures, well, keep in mind that there are specific spots for taking pictures. And you can see this alongside the way, because there are some signals that they will show you that is forbidden to take pictures. This is in order to avoid like that point of view where can be considered, this spot can be considered like showing the people that only drugs are sold here. It happened to me that I was making a video with a GoPro, with a camera, action camera, and I didn't realize about the sign that was almost in front of me, and one of the guys that was there, he pointed me and he was telling me not to take pictures or to make videos on that specific spot. So if you have the opportunity to be there, you will see where can you take pictures, where can't you take pictures. So it's important to keep an eye to the signals that you will see over there. So in this Disneyland, Christianities, as they are called, the residents are called Christianities, they condone the drug dealing and do not profit from it. And this is the big difference from other contexts. All weed sales are confined to the enclaves in famous Pusher Street. This is an area that is decorated with the red and yellow colors of Christiania's flag. Here, a dozen dealers, they work pop-up stalls selling drugs, brand with names such as Northern Lights, Pineapple Express, or AK-47. So it's different from other parts of the world. You need to be there in order to understand how this community works. But as well, you can see different restaurants, there are bike rentals, so you can take a bike. If you have your bike, you can go there by bike, or if not, you can rent a bike from the place. It's really recommended, even if you are not like the hippie style, even if you don't smoke weed, just go there, take pictures where it's allowed to take pictures. It's a different perspective, and it's very nice to see how a community works, how this kind of community works. This is called Christiania. If you want to see some pictures, we are going to post some of them on our social media, on Facebook, Roots and Culture, and on Instagram, Journals by Bike. Here in this spot, Christiania, there is one special shop where they rent bikes. It's called Christiania Bikes. You can check the website Christiania Bikes on internet, on Google. Check it out. And this is the place where the tourists can rent a cargo bike or two-wheeled city bike. And they want to show the world what it's like and feels like to live and get around in a real cycling city just like the locals. So check it out on the web, cargo bikes and also two-wheel bikes, Christiania Rent Bike. This is the podcast. This is Roots and Culture. Thanks for being there, for being connected. If you like the content, if you want to leave a comment, a message, share an idea, please let us know. You can find us on Facebook, Roots and Culture. We're going to be posting some pictures, some videos. Also, if you want to follow our travel blog on Instagram, Journals by Bike. This project is really supported by a local web page, elotroparche.com. This is about culture, media, not just from Bogota, Colombia, but also different parts of South America and the world. www.elotroparche.com. On Spotify, you will find us as well as Roots and Culture. This is a podcast that is made with the app Anchor FM. Really easy to use, free, you don't have to pay, and anybody can do a podcast using Anchor FM. Check it out. Roots and Culture. Thanks for being there. Stay tuned and stay connected.